Herb before the break. Let's get to him right now. Hi, Herb. You still on the phone?
I am indeed, and you offer a great service. Thank you.
Well, thank you for saying so, sir. Appreciate it.
I'm one of those over 80s type male, and my question relates to a thing called ringing in the ears, dizzies, headaches. And when I move from laying to sitting or standing or sitting and standing or turn a sharp turn left or right, I get the dizzies are worse and I hold a moment before I can move safely. Is there anything that can be done for that kind of old age?
Well, I'm not sure it's entirely old age. Now, I hear you. We're all the age we are. But there are other people same age who don't have that particular problem. So I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked that lady to check, who I thought possibly needed the chiropractor. Have you had occasion ever, I doubt you would, but just in case, to lay on your back on the bed and put your feet down over the edge of the bed and then have somebody check to see if your legs are the same length, sir?
I have not done that, but I have been to chiropractors who look at my legs and say they're the same length or close to it. I stand in the mirror when I'm birthday suited, and sometimes I have one shoulder lower than the other. I tilt in the appropriate direction, and now my shoulders look the same.
Okay. And when was the last time your chiropractor told you that? Just lately or quite a while ago?
Oh, lately. Last
okay.
2 weeks ago.
Okay, so you do check with chiropractors pretty routinely then,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, if the leg length differential is not an issue, then probably you don't need that specialty type of chiropractor. If you can't get anything else to make it go away, you might think about that. But let's see other things here. A very simple measure that doesn't help the ringing part, I'm sorry, I wish it would, but can help the motion and balance part. Have you started drinking any ginger tea lately?
Ginger tea, no. Green tea and black tea, yes.
Well, you might want to give it a try. Now, here's why. Years back, I was so impressed. I was quite a bit younger, I guess, by these experiments with astronauts. They'd put them in a chair, and they'd swing them in a circle. A big machine did, actually, as fast as it could go until those astronauts just couldn't stand it anymore, and then they'd stop the machine. And they found that each astronaut could go so fast, so far, and so forth. And then they had everybody drink ginger tea for a while, and they did it again, and doggone it, they were able to go in that circle for a whole lot longer and faster than they could before. Ginger tea has something in it, must be some component or other, that helps a lot of people with motion and balance problems. I'm not kidding you. One of our grandkids, she could hardly get on an airplane without all the kinds of trouble with motion and balance. So we made sure to have her drink ginger tea before she got on the airplane and take ginger tea with her and so forth. And she had a heck of a lot less trouble, sir. Now, the first cup is probably not going to help. But if you use some of that every day, you have a chance it may help. I know it's helped other people with motion and balance problems, but not the tinnitus. I wish it would help there. Nobody's ever told me it helps that.
Okay. Thank you. I have one easy question. You gave a doctor's name start with BEA, but I didn't have the right on at that moment with reference to dementia and Alzheimer's.
Okay, let me do that real quick, sir, because we've got one other person waiting here. It's B, starting with B as in boy, and then R-E-D as in red, and then E-S-E-N, B-R-E-D. E-S-E-N, and put that into your search engine along with Alzheimer's, and you'll find a lot of information. And thanks for calling. I better get over here.